Hello.
Welcome to Newsbox. It's Wednesday, it's the 9th of August.
The 9th.
Yes.
20 days to go.
Indeed, that is correct. I imagine they're going to go very slowly.
Probably.
Let's just get pissed the whole time, then. Roll past in a drunken blur. That'd be good.
Cool.
What's the news?
The news is that a woman who was pregnant went into hospital for a scan. She didn't feel very well. A woman said, "Oh, baby died. So we'll just scrape you out. Sorry about that." And she went home feeling devastated. Still felt a bit weird and a bit ill. Went back to the doctors and they said, "Oh no, you are pregnant."
So they hadn't scraped the baby out and the baby wasn't dead?
Yeah. So in many ways, they'd been wrong on many levels, really. They'd done a bad operation. And because what would have happened would have been that they'd have terminated it without the need for it to be terminated. And she would never have known, which is awful. But
it's botches all round.
Yeah,
that's
lots,
a big
lots
black
of botches.
Mark.
That's the St John's Hospital in Livingston. And the hospital chief said, "No, shut up. Just, you know, shut up.
It's all right now, isn't it?
It's fine. Stop whinging." And she's going, "Yeah, right."
That is the news. Conservatives are looking for a new logo to make him look a little bit sexy like David Cameron, not a boring old torch like, say, Michael Howard. Favourite at the moment is a picture of a tree. Oh.
It's not very Tory, is it?
It's quite tree-y.
It's a quite Green Party.
Yeah, I don't know. What would you have them?
Maybe.
Maybe a picture of a silhouette of Thatcher like the Queen.
That would be good. Something comical.
I think they're trying to move away from that.
What, a torso?
A torso?
A man's torso?
A tortoise?
Tarantula? Kind of, what about a monkey?
A monkey would be good. A monkey in a tie.
The phrase, slowly, slowly, catching monkey.
Perfect. I think we've sorted that out. We'll draw it later and submit it.
Yeah.
We can email it through to... It's a good set.
Or just something a bit porny. Why not?
Big cock.
Yeah.
Big spunk cock. Spunk in some blue. Spunk in the words conservative. Lovely. That's the first mention of spunk. 2 minutes and 50 seconds in. Well done.
We've done well. Talking of spunk, the Lady Mucker, Macca scenario is not going well. It's all getting a bit nasty. And she has employed the tragic Queen of Hearts lawyer, the Diana's lawyer.
Is it the one who investigated the whole tarts theft?
I don't know, but... She's now saying, "No, I actually do want $200 million. I know I said I didn't and said that it was really hurtful.
But I've just suggested it. I've got some new stuff in Harrods. I want it."
Yeah. So Christmas is only 20 weeks away and I've got a baby to feed. So give me £200 million. And he has employed Fiona Shackleton. I don't know if it's a relation to... My Shackleton, my little Ernie Shackleton, but I hope so. I reckon Macca will win.
Oh, I should think so.
We should have t-shirts made Macca or Mucca. Okay. Team Macca, Team Mucca.
Yeah, that would be good. Some animal stories. Apparently, killer whales have their own way of talking that's individual to them.
Oh, well...
Which makes them like dolphins and chimpanzees and people. They're all, well, these are both animals almost as good as people stories. And the other one is elephants. Elephants pay their respects to the lost loved ones and venerate leaders in a way that suggests that a human-like capacity for compassion is within the elephant.
They have graveyards, don't they?
They do in Tarzan films, certainly. Sometimes they're behind a waterfall.
They do in real life.
Oh.
They do in real life.
So elephants are nice and killer whales are smart. That's the news.
And a bit smarmy.
A bit smarmy, do you reckon?
Prezza,
mm-hmm.
He's been left in charge of the country finally. Blair is in Barbados.
That's been for a while now, hasn't it?
But Prezza's been told you are not allowed to make decisions.
So what's he doing?
On the Middle East.
Oh, right.
I mean, what decisions are there for him to make full stop about anything? But also, I mean, just leave the Middle East alone.
Let me get on with it.
It's none of our business. They go, oh, you can't make decisions. They're saying, you can't make any decisions about Finland. It wouldn't be your right to make decisions about Finland.
I suppose it's like if you see some children squabbling in the supermarket,
yeah.
And you might go, oh, I'm going to stop them squabbling, but what's going to happen is you're going to get a mouthful from the mum.
Yeah.
She's not going to like it. It's her job to sort it out.
Yeah, she'd probably headbutt you.
Yeah. Certainly that happened if you were in Glasgow.
Mm.
Maybe that's what it's like.
A Glasgow kiss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A man's been in court for not paying for sex. I quite like this story. He shagged a woman, a prostitute, and then couldn't afford the £720 bill, so he ran away. But then sent her a text. She travelled from Bradford to Liverpool and went to his house for sex. Afterwards, he abandoned her in a pub car park and sent her a text going, sorry, couldn't afford it. And she's brilliantly taken him to court for it. I like that.
Yeah.
It just seems right, somehow. But quite funny, also. But, you know, surely he could have found a more local prostitute.
Well, you'd think so. This seems to be all over the place.
Maybe she was very good. She was £720. That's, you know.
Actually, last night, there was one outside our flat.
Was there?
Yeah.
In that car park?
It was weird. It was almost like she looked kind of like you, but as if, like, all, like, I mean, I knew it wasn't you because you would never dress up all tarty like that and did the big rouge and all hair piled onto the red and a big pineapple and it's just weird. Very weird.
Oh, phew. Where's this story going? Is it true?
No, but Where was she? She just really looked like you. And then I couldn't hear you. So I was going to say, Michelle, look out the window. There's a woman, but I couldn't find her.
Yeah, right. I see where it's going then. It took a while to get there. This is a story I'd mentioned to you yesterday in passing.
Oh, yeah.
And you wanted some more information, I've got it for you now. The conjoined twins have been separated.
Ooh.
They're 6 years old.
Blimey.
Quite old. It was in Utah.
They're all mental.
Oh, they were four years old. Well, one of them was four, one of them was six. They were joined at the torso, from the lower chest to the pelvis. The children have been born fused at the midsection, sharing a liver, a kidney, a pelvis, one set of legs and part of their intestines. So they've chopped one off, they've got one leg each. One of them's only got one kidney, one of them's only got one liver, that doesn't make sense.
A bit of liver.
So, they're okay at the moment, but I don't give them long, frankly.
Awesome.
But what do? Do you keep them stuck together? What sort of life is that?
I don't know.
It doesn't say whether they both had a fanny or not.
Mm. It sounds like there's not much of a life to be had either way.
No, it's sad really, isn't it?
Should have been terminated, really. Sad to say it, but really, what's kind of...
Maybe they were trying to have them terminated at Livingston Hospital.
Yeah, and then look what happened. Yeah. Got stuck together.
Brian Ferry's the new face of Marks & Spencer.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
I'm going to Marks & Spencer.
Yes. We are going down to Marks. That was my impression of Brian Ferry.
It's 138 shopping days till Christmas.
Ooh.
Harrods.
The pressure's on, isn't it?
Harrods had a visit from Father Christmas, but because it's still burning hot down there, I'm actually really shivery today. It's cold.
It's very windy today. Okay.
But in London, still very nice. Father Christmas turned up with a red safari suit and had a zebra with him instead of Rudolph.
Why was he even there?
Because he was going
ho, 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 start shopping now. Give us the money.
In many ways, it's sound advice. Certainly Martin Lewis, the money-saving expert, our guru, would suggest, you know, don't wait until December. Put money aside now. So, you know, it's an equivalent of going buy your presents now. Although riskier, because the person you bought the present for might die before Christmas.
Or you might accidentally see them and go, oh, I've got something for you, you're going to love it, hang on, look, actually, fuck
I'll
it,
just give it
to
now.
You.
So, or you might fall out with them, but then you can keep it for yourself. So always make sure, if you do buy a present early, that it's something you might want to keep yourself in case you fall out or they die. That's my advice there. A man, he was a pigeon fancier, he had a bit of a set to with his neighbour, she was a cat lover. She accused him of poisoning her cats with antifreeze. He then accused her of burning down his pigeon loft. And then he shot her.
What a disaster.
I know, and all over some pigeons and the cats. I'll tell you what, my granddad was a pigeon lover, but he never shot anyone.
No.
Or killed any cats. Well, he didn't like them very much. He'd just hiss at them.
Good.
So, you know, it's another one of these hobbies that you'd think would be safe. Keeping pigeons, pigeon racing.
You'd think so.
But no, hotbed of murder.
Oh. There's been, there's a girl who's been fighting in Iraq for our country. She's called Michelle.
Is she a prostitute?
No. She's been given a medal for bravery because she ran through a little square where there's bullets firing everywhere and ran and got her sergeant or someone who'd just been shot in the mouth, which is quite awful, and managed to save them. And that's good, isn't
she,
it?
She done good there, yeah.
I couldn't do that. So hats off to her.
There's a picture of a swordfish here. It's pretty good. It's been caught in the North Sea.
It's great, it's enormous. Yes. But is it dead?
Yeah, it's been eaten there. It missed out.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Also, a quick story. It's a baby panda. It's the biggest panda that's ever been born. We have panda cub, because he's a porky one. Actually, it's half a pound. But still the biggest panda cub.
That's amazing, isn't it? Because pandas are enormous.
Do they... Do pandas don't have pouches, do they?
I was just thinking the same thing. I don't think they do.
But they do. I think the babies are born and then they crawl up and they sort of live on the mother for a while, don't they? As I understand it.
Just stick to the mum.
Let me just check, see if there's any... There's a few facts here. Pandas spend about 14 hours a day, mainly eating bamboo. That is a bit like me, but with donuts.
Mm.
It's not true. I had some donuts this morning. That's the first donut I had for ages.
Apart from yesterday and the day before.
In 2005, a record 25 panda cubs were born in captivity. 21 survived.
That's good going.
Yeah. Giant pandas live in bamboo forests, which is handy because that's what they eat.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say how they're born and where they live. Oh, it's born by cesarean. Oh no, that's not true.
Oh.
They were preparing to do a cesarean, so it took her 34 hours to squeeze it out, even though it's tiny.
God, it's like a
tiny mustache, very
tight.
Yeah, tight chunks. Yeah, there's a woman, she's a French politician. Her name is Royale, or Royal. I can't pronounce her first name, Seglioni or something like that. I don't know. She's a French politician. She's been photographed by the French version of a magazine, Closer magazine, I believe, in her bikini on the beach. She's looking hot to trot. She's 53. There is a suspicion that she's looking so hot that these were
doctored.
No, not doctored, planned photographs. She knew she was going to be photographed. She set it up to look like a candid shot of her on the beach, looking a little bit like Courtney Cox. But older and more French. Courtney Cox. But, you know, it's not going to do any harm. Foxy lady in charge of the country. Good plan, I say. Good plan.
Very good plan. There's a woman who is a big fan of watching Big Brother. She likes to watch it with her parrot. Now, the parrot has got parrot Tourette's. Keeps saying wanker. Apparently, how it gets agitated whenever Pete is in the diary room.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, it's quite funny.
And then it also adds that she'd auditioned for Big Brother herself, but hadn't managed to get in. So she's just another fucking...
So Big Brother, as I understand it, Leah, Mikey, Grace and Nikki are back into the second house, and then one of them's going to go into the main house. Yeah. Apparently there's been 1,700. This is just facts I've remembered from reading on the BBC site earlier. 1,700 complaints from people going, hang on a minute, you do get that we paid you money to phone up and get these people out. Now you're asking us to vote them out again. Grrr. They're annoyed. I think Big Brother people might have screwed up a little bit.
Yeah, well, they're saying that they're going to think about refunding people that complain about it.
Ooh, let's complain even though we didn't vote.
You have to be able to prove that you voted by showing your phone. But the thing is, most people just go,
can't be bothered. It's not worth the stamp.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, you know, you have to copy your phone bill.
The rules of Big Brother have always been, you know, changeable, haven't they? That's part of the fun of it. And people, you know, if they care that much, then they're stupid.
It's true. It's very true. It shouldn't vote in the first place. Let's wrap up now. Do you have any final tidbits for us?
Somebody's trained a hippopotamus.
What to do?
To save children.
Brilliant.
From drowning. And to just eat food from your hand and just, you know, you can get piggybacks on it. And
your kid. He's going to turn, I reckon. One day you'll get fed up, let them turn.
Yeah.
Eat your child.
That's what I thought. I mean, I don't think...
It's not natural.
It's not.
But is it natural for horses to be ridden on and save children from drowning?
Well, I mean, historically horses have been, you know, lived alongside men.
And they're bred
in such a way that they're used to having people around them, but this is just a hippo that someone's made a bit tame.
Poor hippo.
Mm. Well, I think he's alright, but...
And a final story from you?
This is ridiculous.
Okay.
A distraught woman told how she felt violated by a sex help psychologist she felt she could trust. She said, "I thought he was a safe old man because he told me he was impotent." Now, if I went to see a psychologist, I wouldn't be interested in hearing about his impotence or
otherwise. To be honest, anything about him.
And as soon as he did start to mention his own cock, I'd probably see that as a bit, actually, this man isn't all this cracked up to be, I'm just going to go home. But instead she waited until he put his penis on her head. Then she realised that sex was the issue. She's still haunted by the memory of his hands on me, on her, and his body against hers. And he's called Dr. Still. He's accused of conducting...
Dr. Still horny?
Accused of conducting himself in a manner that brought the discipline of psychology into disrepute.
Well, there is a lesson for all. If your psychologist...
She bent down to...
Put his cock on your head. Get out of there.
She lifted her head back up and his cock was on her head.
Right, thanks for this news box. Watch out for those cocks and all the spunk. And we'll be back tomorrow. Maybe, hopefully. Yeah.
Bye.